I'm ready to be taken to the quiet place.
Hello, and welcome to I Hate Your Movie, a movie podcast where we inflict movies upon each other for your entertainment.
Yeah, I win. I win.
Anyway, this week we watched Quiet Place.
Yeah.
I think most of the time when we watch a film that I recommend and you clearly don't like it, I always open the episode in the same way. I'm like, this is how much it made. This is what it's rated. So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
On a budget of $17 million, it made $341 million. It is currently rated 7.5 on IMDb, and it has a 96% Rotten Tomatoes score.
So
before
you get into the setup of
well, that's my setup of, yeah, like, that's what everyone else thinks. But I will say this early on, this film, it's kind of like my one sentence view. This film is the perfect example of why we watch films together when we do this, because I've watched this film like probably, that's probably the fourth or fifth time I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize just how much nonsense is in the final third of this film.
Because I laugh at every time.
I don't even think it was that. It was just kind of like, because there's a lot of like setup and payoff.
Mm.
And some of the setups are quite early in the film. And I just found myself questioning everything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that doesn't make sense, actually.
I think this is the film for that, honestly. If the story doesn't grab you, then all you're gonna do is like, that makes sound, and that makes sound, and that's what I did in my notes, is like, that makes sound, they forgot that one, they forgot this. I got loads of examples.
Okay.
It's interesting though that you've seen this 5 times.
4 or 5, yeah, something like that.
I think you should reevaluate whether you like horror films or not, because you keep recommending horrors. It's just different ones than mine.
I think horror has to be done right. Like, this film doesn't have too many, if any, jump scares. I don't like jump scares, and I don't like the typical teens in the woods getting stabbed, which is most horror films.
Do you want to hear my one sentence review?
I would love to hear your one sentence review, and I hope it's silent. I hope it's like,
I was thinking about that. No, that's not very entertaining to listen to, is it? This movie is well made,
okay,
well written, well filmed, well acted, well scored, and is boring as shit.
Aw.
Sorry.
Okay.
This is my own snobbery here, which I will own up to. I am a writer, so I have been thinking about stories for about 20 years. Just creating stories, reading stories, trying to pick up our stories to see the structure and how it works. I know all stories. You can't tell me a story that I don't know. So that's why
I think you haven't watched enough anime.
Well, what I'm saying is that's why I reach out to weirder stuff that is more experimental. It could be experimental in the filmmaking area or the storytelling area. Like experimental filmmaking such as High Life. Experimental editing, well, greatly put together. If you just have that movie in a straight sequence, it'd be boring to me. Or like David Lynch films where it's like whatever you take from it kind of things. And this is like a standard horror movie that's like, has a pretty good premise, but that's about it. And I've seen it before. I knew everything that was going to happen. And the filmmaking wasn't anything, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't anything spectacular to look at. And the story was just bland and just whatever. And kind of Hollywoodish made up drama with the daughter.
I don't understand what you mean by that.
All he had to say to his daughter is, I love you. And they had a problem of communicating. The drama in this film is something that could be solved with one conversation.
No, I disagree. She's responsible for the kid's death.
Sort of. It's debatable. But I think the movie shows clearly that John Krasinski doesn't think that. And then it shows that the girls feel like that, that the father blames her. So if they had one conversation about that, it would just solve that whole tension.
Yeah, but I think you overestimate how much people do have those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Also, if you have a conversation, the spook is going to get you. So I recognize this is my snobbery.
Okay.
If you're a regular Joe and you see movies, you'll like this movie.
If you're one of the common people.
If you're one of the one of those. If you just a regular movie enjoyer, you like this movie.
Okay. And they do.
And they do.
And they most people do.
And I recognize that it's well made and everything, but just because it didn't go for anything new or anything exciting to me, it fell flat.
I think it's enough for me, the Quiet Place kind of scenario. The concept of these people find it difficult to communicate in every way.
Yeah.
Take this, like, functional, almost family and put them in this unique and terrifying situation. The little details of this really kind of made it for me. It's like the painting on the floor where they can stand so the floorboards don't creak. Mm-hmm. There's loads of little details in the background early on in the film that really make it. And then later on, it just doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
They lose a lot of the logic.
We can get to that later.
There's a lot of questions I have about the start of this film.
Okay.
So I've watched Quiet Place Day One.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance to watch it, don't. It's rubbish. Because it doesn't make sense, and it definitely doesn't fit with the start of this film. So, the start of this film, they walk down the street and there's missing posters everywhere, but that kind of implies it started slow and built up, whereas Quiet Place Day One, meteors rain down from the sky and everything's just messed up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So, it doesn't really make sense, and it doesn't make sense in general, even in this film as a standalone film, because it's an alien invasion. What were they, hiding in the woods? And people, they were coming out to attack people and then running back to the woods. That doesn't make sense because they're just aggressive all the time.
Yeah. Continuing with things that don't make sense.
Okay.
One thing that kind of annoyed me, and it could have elevated this movie, is the exposition. Even though it's quiet, there's still a lot of exposition. And because it was kind of, I think they had the dummies in mind.
Okay.
What's happening? I don't understand. They were like really in your face. Newspapers. They kill you when you make sound, or whatever the big headline is. You know what makes a lot of sound?
Printing newspapers.
Yes. Like one of the noisiest things I can even imagine.
The alien invasion's happening. According to Day One, the cities have been like bombed to anything, and all these aliens are running around, but they've still taken the time to type up an article, put the headline in, print the newspaper, and then deliver the newspaper to this small town, and then someone's put it on a shelf so you can walk past it in the post-apocalypse.
But the newspaper boy, it doesn't throw it anymore. He's like, quietly puts it down in front of a yard.
You want to see at the very start him just like a kid just walk out into the middle of the road, extra, extra!
Or go on in one of those bikes that goes... I would love to see that as a short film. That would be cool. It's just like one kid with a loud bike versus a spooky. Rick,
hello.
Do you like to listen to bonus episodes on patreon.com/IHateYourMovie?
I love it more than anything else.
It makes my life so good.
I've grown 12 inches since listening to
where?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Did you know that on patreon.com/IHateYourMovie, we have our best episodes on the show for £1 plus tax. You can enjoy all our bonus episodes we do every month. We do things like trivia.
Current champion.
Oh yeah, f*** you. I forget, I hate you. We do things like...
Random film generators.
Random film generators.
We've watched films like Resident Evil 3 and Halloween No One Cares.
Halloween 2, the bad one. The other bad one.
No, the other bad one.
Not the other bad one.
No, the other bad one.
We get movie suggestions from our patrons and much more.
More.
So join this great community of people for £1 plus taxes a month. Patreon.com/IHateYourMovie.
Here's a question for you. The spookies.
Mm-hmm.
How do they differentiate the sound that people are making from the sound they're making?
That's a good question.
That's my biggest question for this entire franchise.
Yeah.
When, like, they're running down the street and, like, the spookies are crashing into cars, why don't they just go to that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how is me sliding across a bonnet more attractive to them than a loud smashing sound that they're making.
Maybe they do some sort of echolocation. Maybe when they like open their ears.
Maybe. But when they're running and chasing, they're not like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my biggest question for this entire franchise.
Yeah, this is one of those movies that you can pick apart so easily. you just gotta detach your logic a little bit. They try as hard as they can with little things, but...
It's not so much noticeable in this, and it's not a question I asked until I watched Day One.
Okay.
Where there are literally these spookies smashing through windows, landing on cars, destroying, like, walls.
Sounding vuvuzelas.
They're walking down the street singing football songs.
Whoa!
Vindaloo! Vindaloo!
It's coming home.
Sweet Caroline.
They're imitating our culture. We can go out, but only when the spookies are doing football. I don't know if this film won an Oscar or something.
I think it was nominated for one Oscar.
For probably sound editing, right?
Or yes, it won loads of awards for sound.
The thing is, with the Oscars, those categories are usually bullshit. Because what happens is, all the academies are high-prestige actors and directors, and they don't actually understand like sound editing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, I think Tron got one. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's like sound. And it's edited, so we'll nominate Tron Legacy. But like this really deserves it. Just a little touches, like you can hear the monitors going brrr, like just tiny little bits in the background. Sound design is so good in this movie. It's like the best thing that what I enjoyed most.
I'm glad you said that, because when we were like talking about watching this film before, my biggest fear. And even watching the film, I was like, oh, God. You said before we watched it that you hoped there wouldn't, it was just quiet and there was no music over it at all or anything like that. And until I've watched it with you, again, the reason like we watch films together, I didn't realize how much music is in this. I genuinely thought it was just silent for most of the film. It's subtle and it's quiet and it's like ding, ding, ding.
But there
ding,
are ding. Scenes that were genuinely quiet, which is surprised me. Because as I said during the conversation, I think Hollywood is scared of doing something like completely quiet. I think it was like, oh my God, there's no explosions. There's no people talking. No one's going to watch this. So it was genuinely good. And I think the score was subtle enough and not used so frequently that it was acceptable, I think.
Cool. Fun fact, originally the film wasn't even subtitled either. You just kind of had to assume what they were saying based on their sign language.
I'd prefer that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so much of this movie is very obvious in your face, even though there's no verbal exposition.
Mm-hmm.
I'd prefer something that to leave to me to figure out so I can think about something.
Yeah, I can see why you would prefer that. I can't imagine that being for a wider audience.
Mm, I know.
But there came down to the scene where they're in his basement arguing about the ear implant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was decided that bit needed subtitles. Because there's a bit of nuance in there about what's going on.
I suppose, yeah. Why would you have kids in this world?
The kid dies on day 89, so that kid's alive by the time.
Why would you have another one?
That's a brilliant question.
That's really bad and stupid.
Yeah, that's going to get everyone killed.
You don't have enough? Well, you need four kids? What's wrong with you?
Four?
Yeah, well, if that little kid didn't die, yeah.
Oh, we lost one, so we've got to get a replacement. Yeah, there's no benefit in that.
No.
Like, what are you... I mean, the only thing I would say is, like, you know, if you have an accident, how are you going to stop it? Let's not go into that.
I don't get it. I don't get what you mean.
If they accidentally get pregnant, how are you going to...
Oh, accident like that? I thought it's like something makes a sound and John Krasinski grabs a baby and uses a meat shield. I thought that's what you meant.
Throws it like an American football across the field. Chase that.
Do butt stuff. I don't know. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it for
It's worth it for the guy. I don't think it's worth it for the girl.
She can do oral.
Oh my God.
People can do oral on her. You know, there's other ways of having sex than just
vaginal. I mean, there has to be condoms everywhere.
That's the other thing. Yeah, they raided a pharmacy.
Raided a pharmacy for medication. Should have picked up condoms.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's why they're pregnant later. Because their kid distracted them from getting the condoms. And they went almost like, oh, fuck. This little shit.
Oh, fuck. Risk it? Yeah, you got him. I like the way they do it in the end. They got the little baby gas mask and the little soundproof box.
I've got issues with that.
Yeah?
You know, like, when a baby is born, you go slap it in the ass. He has to cry.
Yeah.
So they just conveniently skip that bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that as well.
You've done everything else. And, like, is it worth it to keep a baby mostly in box with an oxygen mask? Is that a good life? Again, just do anal.
Oh, God. I hope that doesn't stay in the edit.
It will.
Oh, God.
Just do hand and mouth stuff.
Wow. No.
Okay. Let's risk it. Let's go risk a whole family for vaginal sex.
What is happening?
That's what it boils down to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're assholes. What they should have had in this movie is some sort of way to measure sound. Like what we have right now in the edit. Just mm-hmm. like this up and down meter thing. We're very professional. I know it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because like it's confusing what the level of sound they can actually make.
I think the implication is it depends on proximity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like on the top of a silo on a fire, you're okay because it might not be around you. But
mm-hmm. I felt like compared to everything they do, the sand leading to the town was too much. I felt like them being barefoot would be enough.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like the monitor doing that is more loud than their steps on the pavement barefoot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just like, what's acceptable, what's not? I guess you're right with the proximity thing, but they should have had like a meter thing.
Yeah. Some of the little touches were nice. Like, did you notice at the start when they serve food, they serve it on like a leaf, like a big leaf.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Because they
kind of
have plates and knives and forks and things.
I did kept waiting. It was them slipping up. It was like filmmakers just forgetting the premise and they just go ding, 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 ding. Because that's what I was thinking during the dinner. Says, oh, are they going to bring out the silverware? And just clink, clank. Anyway, how's school? I don't know. Mummy teaches us. Oh, by the way, this is a great movie to portray why you shouldn't homeschool your children, because they grew up dumb as shit. They were so dumb.
What were the dumb things?
Well, the first one is the toy that makes a sound.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was one where it's like, Dad, no! He shouts.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, come on, man. Yeah. He's sacrificing yourself so you can live, and then you shouting, you're destroying that whole premise.
Yeah, but they're not logical, though, are they, kids? Most people in general aren't logical, but like, especially like that kid, because that kid's scared of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's stupid as fuck.
Mm.
You can't fault that, because that's the character. You know, that kid was always going to be like the one that causes problems.
Especially because he's homeschooled. In day one, was it like a complete world event?
Yeah. Okay. Seemed to be, yeah.
I was wondering, if, like, is it just America? Is it just the Americas that's infested and then everywhere else is normal?
Not sure it actually says particularly, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's, it all happens very quickly in day one. But then they learn very quickly as well that it's to do with sound and that it doesn't really explain how they figure that out.
Because the newspaper said so. Is the next one going to be Quiet Place, London?
That would be cool. I'd enjoy that.
No more going down to the pub, mate. Gotta clink and say cheers very quietly. Father-daughter melodrama. No, she won't put on the new hearing aids because it's not gonna work this time. And you're not my dad anyway. It's had kind of that kind of energy, you know?
It did, but that's, you know, it's pretty standard for real life as well as most film tropes.
Yeah.
Or even if someone's trying to help you, like, in that kind of way, eventually you will give up and you'll get hope again and you'll lose hope and you'll gain hope and there will be times where you're like, nah, do you not forget this?
It was a bit of a melodrama to me.
Yeah.
Do you think John Krasinski was good at fixing the hearing aid because he had big antenna is himself.
Wow. How far into the recording are we?
40 minutes.
40 minutes. Have you waited 40 minutes to drop that? I can tell by the look on your face as you said that. You were like, I've been waiting to say this.
I was waiting for the right time. Is he in the Quiet Place movie because he has big ears? Is he like typecast as Big Ear Man because, like, how every actor that played Cyclops in X-Men movies had big luscious lips because his eyes are covered. So it's like, give that role to the big lips guy. So yeah, did they just cast John Krasinski because he has big antenna ears? You're not even entertaining my question.
What's that? I'm triggered.
You don't have big antenna ears.
Wow. In school I did, when I was a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah. My ears have remained the same size as I've grown up.
Your head got bigger.
Yeah, my head's grown into my ears.
Oh.
I got likened to the FA Cup. I don't know if you've ever seen the FA Cup. It's got massive handles.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have
that. That is a purely British taunt.
I imagined it. Well, I wouldn't make fun of you because you're not a multi-millionaire, John Krasinski. But I can make fun of him because he's going to be fine.
I'm sure he will.
Maybe our skating criticisms will get him out of acting. I want to talk about the nail. It happens early. And then I think the movie hopes that the audience forgets, even though they zoom in on it for like 2 minutes. That's one annoying bit. Just leave it to our imagination. Like, leave it to figure it out because she drags something up.
Mm-hmm.
Stairs and gets caught on a nail, and then she pulls the nail upright as she drags that off, and then that follows like 2 minute zoom in, like ominous music on the nail. Like, you could have just left it while she gets stuck with the thing,
mm-hmm.
maybe show it just a tiny bit, and then the audience would forget about it. But now we're just all waiting for when she's gonna step into the nail.
See, I didn't think that's the problem you'd have with that, and maybe it's my nitpicky kind of like, why would that be the case?
Mm-hmm.
But I've never built a staircase, personally. I don't know if you've ever built a staircase. I can't think of a time where I would build a staircase and I would shoot a nail up from underneath and then have it there underneath. And then instead of taking it out, I would just hammer it down flat, mm-hmm. and leave this nail bent over on my staircase.
Yeah.
At no point would I do that. Why is it there?
I didn't think of that, to be fair.
Like, it doesn't make sense. It's in the middle of the stair as well. Mm-hmm. Why? Up. It's someone's shot up. Someone's got a nail gun or a hammer and shot up through the staircase.
Yeah.
For what purpose? I thought that was going to be your question of it.
It's a legit thing that I didn't think about. But no, it's more about, like, story. Do you really need to set up this obviously what's going to happen?
I think it builds tension, yes. I think what you want is it for it to be a surprise to people later. But what it actually does is build tension. It sets up, right, this is bad. When is this bad thing going to happen?
Yeah, that's the thing. I was just waiting for it. I think some things work better as that. Like the Hitchcock example is two people having dinner and there's a bomb under the table. And then you show the bomb and that creates tension even though the people don't know eating the dinner. But I think just a nail... And just you're just waiting for it to happen constantly. Just make my brain work a little bit. Tighten that scene up when she drags up the stuff. And then we forget about it because a bunch of other things happen. And then when she comes down and steps in it, it's like, oh shit, yeah. You know, you go like that. I feel like that would have been better. You heard me laugh throughout the film.
Mm-hmm.
That's because I was just imagining stuff. I was just imagining a funnier movie. And what I imagined is that when she steps into the nail, that she lets out this giant Tom and Jerry shout. Tom in Tom and Jerry is like the most amazing screams ever recorded.
I thought they were silent.
Until he gets hurt. And he goes,
Jesus Christ.
And that's, I'm not even doing it justice. But it's like, it's great, I'm gonna put one in here. It's like, and I just imagined that. Like, quiet. Other places where I just was laughing when nothing was happening. I was thinking someone would fart. Especially like the girl who's like, don't know what makes sounds and stuff. She just lets out a giant fart during a dinner or something. And they were just like, stop. What was the other one? What if they find a bunch of crisps in the shop? And then just slowly, like, crunch, crunch, crunch. So these were the things I was imagining during this movie, making it worse in my head.
You want to go to the store and there's a sale on bubble wrap.
Instrument store. Half of cymbals.
Okay, so apart from what we've already mentioned and the fact that babies cry immediately after birth.
Well, they should, to get them breathing.
Yeah, apart from that, what did you think to the giving birth scene?
It was pretty good.
I'm glad you said that.
Emily...
Your dog doesn't like Emily Blunt.
She's too obvious. Yeah, she was really good. I felt her pain through emotions. The distracting part was it not dealing with, like, the consequences. It was just like, it was done.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're all good now because it was done, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what this film is the most famous for.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could have taken the nail bit out of this scene. Because she acts really well, and she does a really good job of, you know, that bit being in pain. And maybe that's what the nail sets up, the fact that even though she's in incredible amounts of pain, that she can still stay quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes the next bit a little bit more plausible.
Mm,
maybe.
Maybe.
But yeah, absolutely fantastic. It's what this film's most known for. Just her expressions, just while the monster's coming up the stairs. And it's just brilliant.
It would be even extra impactful if the pregnancy was legit. Like, I wouldn't think they're stupid to get pregnant again.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked about this, but still.
Yeah, yeah.
Just if it was legit, like, well, it is what it is kind of deal, that would make it more impactful to me.
So, generators make a lot of noise.
I was just going to say that. That's on my list of things that make noise. It's like, how do they generate this electricity?
Yeah.
And why doesn't it make any noise? Land creatures, which they sort of deal with, but why are there still land creatures to begin with? Like, why is there raccoons around?
Mm-hmm.
They should have been all eaten already.
They're quite quiet.
Well, there's a scene in this movie where they're not.
Yeah.
Where they bang things about and then they get eaten. They could have had a horror movie cat, the typical, like, the scare moment. He goes, meow! So Emily Blunt is walking down the steps and very quietly, and it's like, what's this noise?
Just at all times of this film, they're at the drugstore. First thing she hears when she turns on the hearing aid.
What the fuck is that? It clearly doesn't work. Nothing makes that weird sound. Let's talk about their weakness. I've got many questions about this. I don't even know where to start. So, like, we find out that the hearing aid that the girl wears feedbacks with the creature's hearing system.
Yep.
I need to ask, a scientist about that. Because can you feedback from organic material?
I think the idea is that the hearing aid is giving off a sound pulse. It's not a feedback.
Oh.
It's them hearing this incredibly high-pitched tone that they hate.
Oh, okay.
That's how I got it.
Okay, I can buy that. My other question is, it is they, how much, 400 and something? They haven't thought of using sound against them, like, once. When John Krasinski wrote down weakness in big big crayons on the whiteboard, weakness, ? He didn't think of sound.
Yeah, I think the problem with it is that you can't make sound, because then you die. So how can you test sound theories against them without dying?
You can set up traps.
Yeah, they're too powerful for traps.
No, I mean, not capture them, but set up like a ultrasound machine or something like that. Far away, somehow, a remote control thing, and then watch it and see what happens. Put a camera there, and they have cameras.
Yeah, it's a solid thing. But then, like I say, what sound do you make? How do you make the sound? And how do you do that without attracting everything near you? Because if you attract one, you might attract more.
there's mm-hmm. three in the area, then, you know, you try and test this thing, now there's 10 and you get...
Well, then that frequency doesn't work, so you try another frequency.
Yeah, but like I say, you keep trying that and you keep bringing more of them to your area.
Try it off-site.
But it's the same argument as every zombie film ever made.
Mm.
You know, nobody ever thinks to attack the zombies.
Yeah.
You just run and hide. That's what you do.
Yeah.
I think if you're going to attack that premise, there's a lot other examples in the world that...
Well, only if John Krasinski wouldn't write down weakness in crayon on the whiteboard.
A better question would be, for me personally, is you would have noisemakers on you. You would have things like the toy that mm-hmm. makes noise, and you would activate it and throw it to your right.
They do that. And that was one of my notes. It was, as I was writing it in a note of why don't they do that, they did it.
So fireworks. They do the fireworks.
They do the fireworks. It's a larger idea of what you're thinking about, mm-hmm. but yeah.
But yeah, you would do that. You'd have firecrackers or little fireworks that you'd carry around and you'd throw them off to the left and right and it would all make sound and they'd chase that sound.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't, really.
Yeah.
So like at the end scene where he's there and he screams and, you know, he saves his kids, but he doesn't because the boy's an idiot. You know, just have a pocket full of like firecrackers, light them, throw them over there.
Yeah.
Now everyone's safe.
You still need to run away. The creature will still be looking for you.
Yeah, but still, you'd give you some time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do, you know. Find a way to carry something that makes a lot of sound. Carry a spanner and then throw it against a wall. Throw it through a window. Or you'd carry a few of them, you know. Yeah. You'd carry a bag full of spanners.
Clink, clank, clink, clank. I'm ready.
A bag full of spanners wrapped in towels.
Okay.
A bag full of spanners in different pockets.
Oh no, I dropped my spanner.
Well, they've made their little soundproof bunker.
Yeah.
She's in the bunker.
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt's in the bunker. And something knocks a pipe. So my questions were, wait, where is that water coming from? Why is there still running water? And how is it that quickly filling the basement? Those are my questions. Because it's all stupid. This is the point where I'm sitting next to you and I'm thinking like, oh God. I can feel the judgment radiating from you.
I didn't think about those things.
Really?
I thought about the electricity.
Okay.
I didn't think about the water. I was thinking, because they do show that silo
mm-hmm.
and they didn't show what's inside. I thought that was like a water containment facility.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would kind of make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's just full of corn.
Yeah.
The quietest food to eat. That makes a popcorn.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That makes a popcorn in my... How are they harvesting that corn? Just get the tractor.
Yeah. Popcorn night.
Imagine trying to fill a swimming pool with a small hose.
Yeah.
And this film portrays it as that room fills up in like an hour.
Yeah.
Or less.
I was distracted by other things.
Okay. Like farts.
Farts and Tom and Jerry sounds.
Your kids are being attacked by a monster.
Mm-hmm.
You go to your little tool hut. You've got two weapons. You've got an axe and a pitchfork. Which do you grab?
Pitchfork.
Yeah, you grab the pitchfork. Because you can defend yourself with the pitchfork. You can hold it out.
Yeah.
And if something runs at you, can stab it. No, John Krasinski grabs the axe.
Because it's cooler, yeah.
And then does nothing with it. Again, you know, he's got the axe. Kids are getting attacked in the car. Does he throw the axe, you know, at a tractor? Does he run over to the shed and start banging the shed and then throw the axe and run away? No, he doesn't. He just kind of swings it about stupidly for a bit and then dies.
The spooky realizes he's also a big ear fella. And they make up. He takes John Krasinski for mating purposes. Oh my God, even my ears are... small compared to yours.
What did you think of the creature design of this movie, actually? I haven't even asked you that.
I liked the way it worked. The design itself was a bit, meh, whatever. Typical spooky design.
Okay.
Could have been in Eternals. Until they opened up their ears, and then it was gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
If you can find something gross, it's, you know, it's a win.
Yeah.
So John Krasinski is just dead.
Yeah.
Millicent Simmons actually changed the what he says at the very last moment. So in the original script, he just said, I love you,
uh-huh.
and then died. And Millicent Simmons was like, what if he says, I have always loved you, which is surprising that that wasn't in the film to begin with, because it's a really obvious setup payoff.
What if he says, I know, like Han Solo style? That would fit into this movie. I know. What do you know? What? Dead. Let's talk about the dumbest ending to smartest movie ratio I've ever seen in my entire life.
Nah, man. The end of this film is cool.
The end of this film is Fast and the Furious, dumb bullshit.
No, it's cool. Yeah.
No, it's stupid. It's like all throughout the movie is smart, 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 smart. Oh my God. Here they come.
Yeah.
We laughed at the end.
That's because it's cool.
It's funny. It felt so removed from the whole movie.
I think that's why I liked it so much.
Yeah.
It's because they've spent the entire film on the defense and now they've, you know, they found a way to win. And it's like, fuck you guys.
It was the most disturbed ending. There's more spookies coming. Fit perfectly in this movie as she, you know, like, cocks the shotgun.
It's definitely out of place, but that's why I love it.
Okay. One thing that has annoyed me in this movie is that there's multiple scenes where the girl should have realized the weakness, what she's doing, you know? Because there's scenes where she's creating noise with her hearing aid in the quicksand corn silo.
At no point is she looking at the monsters while that's affecting her.
But then she should have. It's really annoying. Because they do set it up that this happens.
Yeah.
She should have looked at the monsters like, oh, this happened, so I gotta do this. But it happens multiple times where she doesn't look at the monster, not just in a corn silo. It happens later in the movie as well, when they're in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like she's not putting it together what's happening. There's like a minute passes and she looks at her father's notes and that's what makes her realize what's happening. And I'm like, it's a bit...
She's just a kid, man. Like, you know, give her credit for not being able to sort it out quicker.
No.
My biggest issue with the whole thing.
Yeah.
She is looking away from the monster and it makes this really high-pitched sound. And she holds the head like, ah, ah, ah. Why is she still wearing it? Like, she doesn't know how valuable it is.
Yeah.
It's just this really painful thing on the side of her head. And she was, oh, this doesn't work then. And then throw it away.
But that does suggest that it's feedbacking.
Yeah, I don't know. Feedback to the thing.
Yeah.
They make sound and it feeds
back. Yeah, well, it feedbacks to both to the monster and to her.
But yeah, why would you continue to wear it? That's my problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
You would just be like, because she's gone through so many and she's thrown so many of them away.
Yeah.
That just take it off, throw it away.
Yeah.
That's what you would do. It's the thing that stabs you in the ear every now and again. Cool. That was A Quiet Place.
More spookies are coming. Let's get ready. Directed by John Krasinski. What did he direct it?
He did direct it.
Okay.
Out of 10.
That's going to offend some people. But this is just my snobbery.
Okay.
To me, this is a standard movie. And it's because I've seen too many movies. 5.
I'll take a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'd go much more. I think I'd go like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's just an interesting concept done well. That's the main thing I want from a film.
Yeah. I would have liked a bit more brain work.
More melodrama.
No, less melodrama, but more real drama. So, what's next, motherfucker?
Yeah, what is next?
Next is Christmas.
Yay!
Yay.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
I was so bummed because we record out of time and I was busy and I completely forgot Halloween because that Halloween episode, double episode we did, was like one of my favorite things we ever done. The Nightmare Before Christmas and Chopping Mall combo. You like one of those at least. So we're going to do Christmas.
Christmas! Christmas, Christmas.
And just to let you know, to let the audience know how annoying it is to deal with you sometimes. I told you what we're going to watch.
Yeah.
I said, let's watch Jingle All The Way. Because it's a funny bad movie, you can make fun of it. And it's Arnie in it, and it's funny. And you said, no, we shouldn't shit on the movie 100% of the time, completely. I'm sick of shitting on movies. And I said, okay, how about and this is like a recognizable IP, how about we watch Batman Returns? That's a Christmas film. It snows.
It's not a Christmas film.
Christmas happens during it.
It's no, it is not a Christmas film. Right. In any way.
That was my plan B, and then you said it's not a Christmas movie. It's like, so what choice do I have? And then you said after that, I was like, no, Jingle All the Way sounds fun.
I think my problem with Jingle All the Way was more the fact that we'd watched so many bad films. You know, it's, I think you suggested Jingle All the Way at the same time we were watching Partners. And I can't even remember. What were the other films? Killer Clowns, I really didn't like. We watched Partners, which was just trash.
Yeah.
And there was another one that I can't remember, but it's one of the recent episodes, and it just absolutely destroyed me.
Well, Jingle All the Way is different because it's high budget. It's got Arnie in it. It's got Jake Lloyd in it from your favorite Star Wars movie.
But bad is bad.
Yeah. But it's differently bad. So I had enough of your whinging. We're going to watch Jingle All The Way and shut the fuck up.
That's fine. I'll take that.
It's a funny movie. And it's very weird and interesting and lots to talk about.
I have an important question for you.
Yeah.
And it's one that I think you'll engage with. What film did I recommend?
For Christmas?
Yeah.
You said either Home Alone or Gremlins.
I thought it was Home Alone. I had a sneaky suspicion it was Home Alone.
Fun fact about Home Alone.
Home Alone 4.
Back in the habit. Full throttle.
Home Alone Extinction.
Home Alone Cruise Control. So, fun fact about Home Alone, the original Home Alone, not 4.
Mm-hmm.
It was the top movie in cinemas when I was conceived.
Yeah?
Yeah. My parents might have gone on watching people get hurt.
Coken.
So the spirit lives in me, the Home Alone spirit. Bye.
Fa la 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 bye.